Could you explain what the situation is currently in terms of why officers will be reserving use of naloxone kits?
This was prompted from events where law enforcement officers in different parts of the country had medical emergencies after being exposed unintentionally to fentanyl specifically, and they needed Narcan or needed other medical emergency treatment as a result of that exposure. I took a look at our remaining stock and found we had one kit left per deputy on an average. Given that the safety of my employee is primary concern for me, I've instructed them to keep that remaining kit for themselves and to have the same mindset as they would their Kevlar vest, that it is a device for protection in the event that they encounter an emergency where they or any other public safety officer may need it. We could respond to a scene where an ambulance personnel has gone down. Of course, they would have remedies, but say a volunteer firefighter or any number of people who come into a scene in which a sheriff's deputy is asked to respond to keep the scene safe. I had been reaching out to try and find a replacement or a resupply of the units so we would have plenty on hand, and after reaching out to about three organizations, they are in short supply of the nasal type of recovery kit. The only option they had is the syringe type, and that just isn't that's just not practical for law enforcement to be doing.
So it sounds like your original supply came from the state. Has there been any efforts to reach out to the state, or has the state mentioned anything about resupplying departments?
No news has come out to my knowledge about that. I reached out to the organizations who provided it to me or to my office when this initiative first came to light. And it's just there's two or three organizations that are involved in providing naloxone, and they just do not have the kits. And I just got an email from one organization this morning that I'd submitted documentation to, and that they did reply that they could provide one additional kit per officer. I guess they're limited to that. I'm not sure if there's a shortage of it or just the investment being available for the kits from what was previously available.
How often would you say officers end up using their naloxone or Narcan kits?
Well, the patrol officers, the other thing to keep in mind is I have a jail where inmates sometimes smuggle some in, which has resulted in the need for me to get approval to spend $100,000 on a body scanner for the jail. We could have an inmate have distress or an arrested person before they're even booked in that may need naloxone. So it's not just the patrol that I have responsibility for. It's also my staff in the jail and also the inmates there that might be exposed. And used the kit several times. I don't have the exact figure, and I know at least one case where two doses were necessary.
This kind of puts your department in a bit of an ethical quandary right now. Prioritizing officers, obviously, is your directive, but also that puts officers in a rough situation where they might end up having naloxone and having to watch somebody overdose.
Yeah, and if they opt to use the kit that they have versus wait for it, then they certainly wouldn't be reprimanded or disciplined for that. However, I want them to be secure in the knowledge that they can ensure that they go home safely, because the same environment in which that kit may be needed is the exact environment in which exposure is high at risk. So an officer could very well use the remaining dose they have and then immediately be exposed right there on site. So I am sending the message to my staff that their safety is important, and to keep that in mind, and hopefully we will have a resupply, and I will be able to rescind that directive.
So just be able, just to reiterate, there hasn't been any messaging from the state or any signals from state or other departments saying we are resupplying and you this will go away. You will have more naloxone headed your way.
Not had that, but one of the organizations that I'd submitted documents to may have been as a result of the news release or the news story said that they could get me some within the next few days, but that would be limited to one per officer, which would give us that buffer that we need. But then again, I'm immediately going to have to ask for more. Ideally, I would like to have three kits per deputy in the event we have a person that needs two doses instead of just the one, and of course to have that safety backfall for the officer themselves.
If you can explain, I don't think a lot of our listeners know, nor do I really know, what exposure to fentanyl looks like or dangerous that substance is to a responder.
Well, it's from my understanding, it's an elephant tranquilizer that is being added to opioids or is being used on its own, and it's a very high dose of opioid in which an officer, exposure, just a little bit of the powder being absorbed on the skin can cause a person to go into an overdose situation.